Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, MA History graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cave Hill Campus, celebrating 60 years in 2023. Bridgetown was no stranger to fires, and again on this day, May 30th in the year 1840, the Barbadian reported that the town was thrown into some alarm when the schooner Shetland caught ablaze on a pier in the Carenage. According to the Barbadian, the American schooner Shetland had just arrived 2 days earlier from Boston when the incident occurred. At the time, its cargo consisted of ice, iced meats, poultry, and other goods. Colonial Barbados was heavily dependent on imports for its survival, as much of the arable land had been absorbed in the cultivation of sugar. This cargo on the Shetland was therefore vital to satisfying the import needs of restaurants, the sellers of ice, and other businesses in the town. On that Thursday evening, the vessel lay at anchor alongside the pier opposite the ice house, and as the report revealed, the fire was accidentally started in the hull of the schooner. The newspaper revealed, and I quote, "This unfortunate fire originated in the carelessness of a person going down below with a lighted candle, not in a lantern, to show a person some of the iced oysters, and that the light set fire to the straw and shavings which was used to keep the ice," end quote. As England's principal port in this region, Bridgetown was an extremely busy town, bustling with maritime activity. Therefore, as with all other conflagrations across this town, the effects could be catastrophic, if not swiftly extinguished. Therefore, the focus of action was to contain the fire so as not to allow it to spread to the other vessels berthed around the Shetland, nor to the surrounding buildings. However, it was reported that because the fire was in the bowels of the schooner, containing and extinguishing the fire proved to be extremely difficult, with every moment posing a real danger to the town. To this end, quote, "Great exertions were therefore made to get the schooner out of the Carenage, which, with the valuable assistance of a line of boats and the seamen from the other vessels, was soon done," end quote. Nevertheless, given the difficulty in subduing the fire, after the Shetland was removed from the pier, it was scuttled because the inferno continued to rage. Although the schooner Shetland was lost to fire, some of its cargo was rescued, and the following day, there was a public sale of that merchandise. So on this day, May 30th in the year 1840, fire again visited Bridgetown in the form of a blaze on the schooner Shetland, but this time, mass destruction directly affecting the townspeople was thankfully averted.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.